food safety for Labor Day. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, with the holiday weekend fast approaching, many will pack their cooler and grills for one last hoorah of summer. But Kathy Bernard with USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service wants to remind folks that while the holiday should be an enjoyable affair, cookouts and picnics are not just all fun and games.
Foodborne illness is a serious problem in this country. It's 1 in 6 people will come down with a foodborne illness this year. So we just want to make sure people are aware of foodborne illness and how to protect themselves.
And with 130 to 150 million of us partaking in cookouts and picnics this Labor Day, Bernard says if you don't already have one, be sure to add a food thermometer to that shopping list.
Ground meats, say if you had ground beef, pork, lamb, or veal, it needs to be 160. All poultry, whether it's whole, pieces, or ground, needs to go to 165. And then items like steaks, roasts, and chops of beef, pork, lamb, or veal need to go to 145, but it will need a 3-minute rest time to finish the cooking process.
And once you enjoy that meal, Bernard says be sure to get it back into the cooler before you start that Frisbee game.
They shouldn't be out more than 2 hours before you put them away, and in 1 hour if the weather temperature is 90 degrees or above.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.